We have the great privilege this Shabbos to read Parsha Shoftim, and amongst the many mitzvos contained in the Parsha is the beginning of a topic that spans, the truth is, a number of parshos in Devarim, the halachos, the laws of going out to war. Now, of course, for Klal Yisrael at this time, this was not simply a theoretical discussion, but this was a very real discussion as they were getting ready, preparing themselves to enter into Eretz Yisrael with the recognition that Eretz Yisrael would not be conquered with diplomacy, and Eretz Yisrael would not be conquered with words, but Eretz Yisrael would be conquered through decisive military action. And as such, Moshe Rabbeinu has to go through with the Klal all of the halachos concerning a Jewish army. And so the Torah says as follows. The Torah introduces us to the idea that when Klal Yisrael went out to war, there was a kohen Mashuach Melchama, there was a special kohen anointed for battle who would lead the army into war. There were officers who would also, of course, oversee the battalions, but the kohen Mashuach Melchama, the special kohen, or I should say, excuse me, the shotrim, the officers would give the following speech before going out to battle. This is in Perek Chof, Pasuk Ches, chapter 20, verse 8. Vayosvu ha-shotrim nedaber el ha'am. So here, the shotrim, the officers, are listing the various exemptions. People, ultimately, again, who do not go out to war. A person who built a home and didn't live in it. A person who planted a vineyard, didn't taste of the fruit. A person who got married, didn't live with his wife. All of these individuals are sent back home from the front. The understanding being that they would be too preoccupied with their home, their vineyard, their new wife, and therefore, again, would be more of a detriment than an asset to the military initiative. And then the Torah goes on. This is in Perek Chof, Pasuk Ches. Vayosu ha-shotrim ledaber ala va'amru. The officers would continue speaking and they would say, Mi ha-ish ha-yari v'rach ha-levav. Who is the person who is scared and soft of heart? Yelech v'yashuv lebeiso v'lo yimas es levav echav kilavavo. Let him go home, let him go back to his home, and do not let him literally lo yimas es levav echav kilavavo. Do not let him melt the heart of his fellow soldiers as his own is melted. On a very basic level, the Shotrim are saying, if someone is scared, let them go home, because again, fear is contagious. We need the soldier to be brave, we need the soldier to be valiant, and if the soldier is not, it is better for the soldier to go home. And the Gemara records in Machlokes, what does it mean when we say that if the soldier is afraid? Afraid of what? So the Pashat Pshat, the simple understanding of course is, the soldier is afraid of battle. The soldier is afraid of war. And as such, again, we're telling the soldier, if you're afraid, it's okay. We understand not everybody is cut out for the front lines. If you're afraid, go home. But the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin quotes an opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer Hayare Me Averos Shebi Yado. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that ultimately, again, he is afraid of the Averos he has committed. He's afraid, and therefore he's afraid that if he goes into battle, because he's committed Averos, he will die in battle. So there are many questions on this statement of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. First of all, who doesn't have Averos? But I'll share with you an incredible and beautiful insight by the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, he asks a different question. He quotes Igimara Meseches Kiddushin. I'm sorry. The first one, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, is from Meseches Sota. The Baal Shem Tov quotes Igimara Meseches Kiddushin. And it's a famous Gemara. HaMekadish Isha Amenas Sha'ani Tzadik. What's the halacha? The halacha is if a man betroths a woman on the condition that he is a tzadik. So he's making a conditional betrothal on that he is a righteous a tzadik. And what's the halacha? So the halacha is, even if the person is a complete Rasha, nevertheless, the Kiddushin, the betrothal is valid. Why? Because perhaps the person repented in his mind. Perhaps he did tshuva. So incredible Gemara. Man makes a conditional betrothal, become my wife on the condition that I'm a tzaddik. Even if he's an absolute Rasha, an absolutely evil individual, the halacha is, the Kiddushin is good, the marriage is valid, because perhaps he had thoughts of tshuva. Shema hir her tshuva b'daito. Perhaps he had thoughts of tshuva, thoughts of change, and that's enough to transform his identity. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something amazing. He's based on this Gemara, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili's statement doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili said that Hayori Verach HaLevav, the person who was scared, the person who was exempted from battle, the person who's referred to in our pasuk, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, this is a person who is Yare Me'avero Shebiyado. He is afraid of the Averos in his hand. But ask the Baal Shem Tov, I don't understand. We see from here, I'll use you the words of the Baal Shem Tov, Imkein, B'shar Averos Yachal Adam Laharher B'tshuva, V'hut Tzadik. Aval Ein here, so listen to this. So the Baal Shem Tov says, based on the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, where a man says to woman, Hare At Mekudeshasni Amanas Sha'ani Tzadik Gomer, a man says, become my wife on the condition that I'm an absolute Tzadik. So what does the Gemara say? Even if he's a Rasha Gamor, nevertheless the Kiddushin is good. Why? Shema hir her tshuva b'daito. So you see from here that even just having thoughts of tshuva, ultimately again, is enough to transform an individual. As such, ask the Baal Shem Tov, why should anyone be scared, as Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, of the Averos Shebiyado, of the Averos in his hands? All he needs to do is what? All he needs to do is have thoughts of tshuva, and thoughts of tshuva are enough to transform your identity. Thoughts of tshuva are enough to change you and go out to battle confident that not only have you been forgiven for your sins, but that now you're no longer a rasha, you're a tzaddik, you're righteous. And the Baal Shem Tov makes an amazing diuk, amazing insight. He writes, if you look at the words of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, Hayore me'averos shebiyado. What are we talking about over here? Not simply a person who has committed averos. We all commit averos. We all sin, we all make mistakes. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, this is a person who is scared of the averos shebiyado. The averos are still in his hands. What does this mean, the averos are still in his hands? The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, sometimes we make mistakes, but we're really unwilling to change. We're really unwilling to acknowledge that what I've done is incorrect and is inappropriate. So instead, I rationalize. Instead, I make excuses. I refuse to let go of the sinful behavior by acknowledging it and by recognizing that I have to change it. I hold on to it. I hold on to it. You see, my friends, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never expects perfection. And when I make a mistake, all God asks of me is to find the courage to let the sin go. Letting it go by A, recognizing what I've done is wrong, and trying my best to be better next time. But too many times in life, we hold on to the averos. We hold on to the negative behaviors. Holding on means I refuse to acknowledge that what I've done is wrong, and I refuse to change it. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, even just a thought of tshuva, even just an aspirational desire to be something bigger, to be something better, has the ability to transform you. But not if the averos are biyado. But not if you refuse to change. Not if you refuse to acknowledge. If it's averos shebiyado, if you're really holding on to the averos and refuse to change who you are, what you are, your lifestyle, the circumstances that led up to this avera, then Ein Achinami says the Baal Shem Tov, thoughts of tshuva are not going to do you any good. That's what Rabbi Yossi HaGlili was saying. Who is the person who is afraid? Who is the person ultimately, again, Hayori Varach Levav? That's Hayori Me'averos Shebiyodo. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says this is this important diuk, the important nuance on Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. It's not a person, it's not the pshat that if a person sinned, he's afraid to go out to battle. If that's the case, there'd be no army. Because everyone sins. In tzaddik ba'aretz asher lo yechta. There is no such thing, even the most righteous of individuals commits averos. Everyone sins. So if you're going to tell me that sinning is a disqualification from the Jewish army, then guess what? We better say a lot of tehillim, because there's not going to be an army. Says Rabbi Yossi HaLevi, no, who is the one who turns back? That's hayare me'averos shebiyado. Because sometimes I like the averos in my hand. I can't let it go. I won't change. I won't acknowledge. I won't make the changes in my life or in my lifestyle, my personality that need to be done. Then says Rabbi Yossi HaLevi, if you're holding on to the Averis, you're not willing to let them go, you're not willing to change, maybe better to go home. You'll help the war effort in a different way, but probably better not to place yourself on the front line. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaches us something amazing. In this month of Elul, where we prepare ourselves, in this month of Elul, where we maximize our moments, in this month of Elul, when we introspect, as we spoke about last week, and we see that we live a life, or live a month, of Re'e Anochi, looking inside to ourselves. Ultimately, again, it's in this month where we have to learn to let go of the Averos. And sometimes the way we let go of our negative behaviors is step one, by acknowledging them, but step two, to finding the courage to change them. You see, if I know that there's a deficiency inside myself, I know there's something wrong that I'm doing, sometimes what we like to do, we like to address it, is by amplifying the positive things that I do. So I commit certain, or I engage in certain negative behaviors, fine, I'll say more Tehillim, I'll give more tzedakah, I'll learn more Torah, I'll do more chesed. Now those are all beautiful things, but those things do not actively address the deficiency. To address my deficiencies, I have to let go of them. And letting go of them means, number one, acknowledging them, and number two, finding the strength to actively address them. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, if you committed an Avera, that does not exempt you from war. But if it's Averos Shebi Yado, if you're holding on to it and refusing to do anything about it, then that, Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, better to go home. Because says the Baal Shem Tov, if you're willing to change, if you're willing to let go of the Averos, then even a hear her tshuva, even a thought of tshuva, even a desire, even an aspirational desire to be something more, has the ability to cleanse you of everything. But that's only if you're willing to let go. This is the great lesson of Parashat Shoftim, the great lesson of the Baal Shem Tov, the great lesson of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, the great lesson of Maseches Sota, Maseches Kiddushin. The path to change doesn't begin with action. The path of change doesn't begin with something you have to do or something you shouldn't do. The path to change often begins with a mindset. A mindset that says, you know what? There's stuff that I've done that I'm not happy with. There are actions I've engaged in that I don't want to repeat. That maybe there are lifestyles I've lived that I know have to change. And for so many years or so many months, so many weeks, so many days, whatever the duration, I've held this negativity in my hand. Now it's time to let go. It's time to let it go by acknowledging that it's not right for me. And it's time to let go ultimately again by acknowledging that I need to change it. I need to change it. How I'm going to change it, when I'm going to change it, what the process for change is, that's a follow-up discussion. But the first step, ultimately, again, is releasing the Averos from my hands. When I release it from my hands, then the process of change begins, just through the aspirational desire to be more. You know, this is amazing if you think about it. Chazal have a term of Tovel v'sheretz biyado. They have a term, ultimately, again, for a person who goes to the mikvah while holding a rodent, holding a source of impurity in his hands. It's the metaphor that Chazal use for someone who engages in an incomplete process of change. But based on what the Baal Shem Tov is saying, it means something dramatically different. If a person tries to purify themselves, go to the mikvah of purification, but the sheretz is biyado, the very sin is in their hand, they won't let go. They won't let go. I won't really acknowledge that it's wrong. And I won't really find the courage to make decisive changes. So it's nice to go to the mikvah, but that type of mincha doesn't provide, that type of mikvah, excuse me, doesn't provide for any type of real purity. It's Chodesh Elul, and it's the time for introspection. And introspection precedes any type of dynamic activity. Before we figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, we have to look inside ourselves to identify all the beautiful things and all the beautiful traits and all the beautiful accomplishments, while at the same time also identifying that which is broken. When we identify that which is broken, when we resolve not to do it again, and when we tell ourselves, I know that things have to change, even before I engage in one stitch of change, Hare zet tzadik gamor. Why? Not shema, but bechlal shehir her b'tshuva. Since a person underwent a process, a cognitive process, of recognizing that change has to occur, that in and of itself transforms us into tzadikim. The moment I let go of the averos is the moment that kedusha, that tara, that purity, that righteousness has the ability to fill my soul. May we be zoche me'eretz Hashem to heed these words of the Baal Shem Tov, of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, to find the courage to let go of the things that are holding us back, acknowledge that they're wrong, and pledge to ourselves to be better going forward. And in that zechus, may we enter into this Shabbos Kodesh, not as Rishoim, not even as Benonim, but as Tzadikim Gimurim. Wishing everyone a beautiful Erev Shabbos and a fulfilling and restful Shabbos Kodesh.